BBC Radio Oxford.
Just after 20 past six, it's Monday. Let's talk tech with Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. Fevzi, great to get you on. Barclays, very much in the news, axing this free Kaspersky product as a, and they call it, a precaution. Tell us more.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the right thing. So Kaspersky is a brand of antivirus and security software that I've been recommending for many, many years as being technically very good. I've used it on my own machines along with Norton and ESET and pretty much most brands, and it's always been one of the better products. However, unfortunately, recently it's been the subject of allegations that it may have been compromised by the Russian state. Kaspersky is a company that originated in Russia and still has offices in Russia, and the worry is, particularly by, you know, US and Western governments, is that it may be an attack vector on them, that so many have this software and that, you know, it could be being used. And the allegation is that the Israelis, when they were hacking the software, found that someone had already got there before them, and that it was the Russians. So whether it is true, whether it is with the cooperation of Kaspersky, or whether they're a victim of it, Barclays have taken the decision to no longer offer it as a free product to their customers. And they're not making out and out allegations, but they've, as you said, deemed it to be a precautionary measure. So they're no longer recommending that their customers use this. And the reason I wanted to cover this story is I've been getting asked this question a lot, particularly because in the past I've also recommended Kaspersky. And I think my view is the same as Barclays, that I hate to you know, accuse or damn a company, particularly when it's not proven. But such is the nature of security software, is that it does operate at the very sort of deepest levels of the operating system. It has access to everything. I would take the same view. For my own machines, I no longer run Kaspersky software on my machines, and won't be doing so anytime soon. And I guess that's the answer to the question, is given that there are alternatives that are not subject to the same allegations, you know, it might be safest to switch to one of those. Although someone did say it to me the other day, said it all depends on who you want to be spying on you. If you want the Russians to spy on you, go Kaspersky. If you want the Americans to do it, buy an American brand. You know, in a way, nothing is completely secure. But given that these particular accusations have been raised, I think Barclays are probably doing the right thing by axing it, particularly if later it did found to be an attack vector into your computer, and they had provided it, that might even involve them as being in some way responsible. So it's sad, because as I say, Kaspersky is a good company, and this could well kill them, and one doesn't like to do, you know, hasten any company's demise, but at the same time, given that there is these concerns, I think you know, you have to take a precautionary.
Sure. It's definitely a big story. I'm a Barclays customer. I saw the email coming around as well. Tell us about this Facebook app, a messenger app, which is specifically aimed at the youth.
Yeah. So Facebook's terms and conditions don't allow, theoretically at least, anyone below the age of 13 to have an account. And yet Facebook obviously want to have as many eyes on their services as possible. So they've launched something called Messenger Kids. Facebook have announced Messenger Kids, which is a standalone mobile app that allows children aged 13 and under to use the service. And, you know, in one way it's good because there's no advertising on it, and it's a sort of more controllable environment by the parents and by Facebook themselves. In another way, you could say, you know, Facebook's trying to get its claws into people even younger. So it depends on your point of view, you know. So they've launched this. I personally, if I had a child that was under 13, I'd try and keep them off it myself. But, you know, just it depends on your point of view of these things. At least if in this environment, it's safer, because the alternative is they set up Facebook accounts even when they're too young, and very little is done to stop them.
Interesting. The gadget of the week. I always look forward to your gadget of the week.
I love this one. Okay, so
what have you got for us? We're getting towards Christmas, so these gadget of the weeks, you never know.
So it's a tablet from Amazon called the Fire HD, and in this case 10, because it's a 10.1 inch screen, so there's a 7, 8 and 10, so three different sizes. The reason that I've gone for the 10 is all three have got Amazon's Alexa built into it, okay? But only the 10 is operated... initiated by voice command. The other two, you have to press and hold a button on screen to make it respond. But with this one, you can say, I don't know, Alexa, read me a Kindle book. Is it going to work? She's thinking about it.
Resuming from Kindle, on tyranny, 20 lessons from the 20th century. Anticipatory obedience.
Right, there we go. and now, what's interesting about that is that's text to speech. So that's a Kindle ebook. That's not the audiobook. If I say, Alexa, read me audiobook.
Getting your book from Audible. Resuming on tyranny.
Given. In times like these, individual.
And then you see there you have the actor's voice. So you've got the two types of books. Or you can say, Alexa, play me that song that goes, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Hotel California by Eagles.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
That's not bad. And also, in addition to the normal,
obviously, I've got quite an Eagles fan there, Alexa. There.
Yeah, and did you notice I didn't have to say stop because I tapped the pause button on the screen? So, and that's something that you can't do with the sort of the audio version only. Even the Echo Show, which is the Echo unit with the screen built into it, isn't a touch screen. So this does something that's unique, and it can be used to, for example, if you're watching it, you can play all your, you know, movie content through it. It's really best designed for people who've got Amazon Prime accounts, because then you've got movies, music, books and everything. But you can do things like tell it to pause a film and restart a film or open an app. So you can actually use Alexa to control the device itself. So in addition to the things that you would normally expect to find in a tablet, and it uses something called Fire OS, which is a version of Android. It's Amazon's version of Android. So you don't get by default access to the Amazon, to the Google Play Store, although there is a way to do that. But you do get all these great functions, and it's kind of subsidized because Amazon are very keen for you to use it to consume their content. The 32 gigabyte model is $149.99 and the 64 gig is $179.99, and the really nice thing is it's got a micro SD card slot in it, so you can actually add a micro SD card with up to 256 gigabytes of storage. So, and that's something you don't get, for example, when you buy Apple kit, for example, and various others. You have to buy the high memory version because you can never expand it. But with this one, you can go for the 32 gigabytes, and if and when you run out of space, you can just pop a memory card in there, and it's great because you can download the films onto that and your music collection. You can travel with it, and it's pretty good. 10.1 inch screen, good quality.
Love
it. 4 stars out of 5.
Nice job. Thanks, mate. That's Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective. Check him out on Twitter with his Gadget of the Week and a couple of quite important stories, actually, especially that Barclays one, which you can read more on the BBC News site, bbc.co.uk/Oxford, if you navigate that way.